The Best Worst Idea is a weekly podcast exploring how our worst ideas often give way to our best ideas. What's your best worst idea? Want to find out? Let's go.
You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece.
You look like a blueberry.
Who's going to take his place?
Is the answer Jesus?
See this? This is my boomstick!
It's time for part two of the story. Let's get Rolfed. Her apartment was in Los Feliz off of Kenmore Drive. The building itself was old and felt like a turn-of-the-century hotel. There were stairways that went up and down in a labyrinthine manner, twisting and turning deeper into the bowels of the building. The carpeted hallway smelled musty in places from unseen water leaks and structural damage. Her apartment was near the end. It was as if the universe was begging me to turn back and run for my life. When I knocked on the door, a beautiful woman answered with a kind and warm disposition. She wore no makeup and her beauty seemed to come from somewhere deep inside her. She invited me through to a room where a massage table was already set up. There was a small water feature set up on a nearby table and the decor was decidedly Eastern. There were small pictures of gurus on the wall with no names or explanations. Some of them looked like Jesus. Others were less common, but all were held in great regard and seemed to watch over the room and all who made the pilgrimage here. There was also a slight smell of sandalwood incense, nothing too intense, but enough to get my attention. She could tell I was nervous, so she did her best to make me feel more at ease. The first thing she did was ask me to stand up straight in front of a wall and turn to the side. "Just stand naturally," she said. "Don't try and force yourself into some position." I did so. Then she snapped a Polaroid of me. As I waited for it to develop, I wondered if this was going to show some kind of bad energy around me, or maybe large cracks in my aura that needed to be mended. In the end, it was just a Polaroid picture of me, hunched over like a cripple, even though she had clearly asked me to stand up straight. "That's what your body thinks is straight," she said. "We're gonna fix that." She instructed me to lie face up on the massage table and relax. She showed me a special way she wanted me to breathe during the session. Then she began. She did not speak to me unless she needed to give me instruction of some kind. There was no chit-chat, no talking, period. In full disclosure, the process of releasing the restricted connective tissue can be physically painful. It's a methodical process requiring lots of pressure on the different areas of the body. As I looked at the ceiling, I wondered exactly what I had gotten myself into. I had to do 10 sessions of this? I don't think so. I've had a few massages in my life, but this was not relaxing or fun or soothing at all. I kept up my breathing while she worked around the different parts of my body, digging, pushing, and manipulating my flesh. This was a mistake. All of this was making me feel like a fool. It was all I could do to just sit silently and wait for it to be over, part ways and wonder if I'd ever find a way into my emotional core. I felt sick. The room seemed stuffy and I started sweating. It wasn't panic or fear, it was simply discomfort. But I kept quiet. How long was this going to take? Then as she worked on my skull, I was overcome by the most intense feeling of abject terror I've ever felt in my entire life. It raced through my body like an electrical charge. I tried to scream, but nothing came out. My body flopped around uncontrollably. Then she looked me directly in the eyes and just told me to relax. "Look at me," she said, "look at me." She kept her eyes locked on mine. After a moment or two, the terror and the physical manifestation of that terror vanished completely. It was gone. How is that even possible? every horrible feeling I'd ever had up to that point would arrive unannounced, settle in, and stay forever. But this was something different. The terror was so fully dissipated, I had to struggle to remember what it felt like. There was no residual emotion. I couldn't believe what had just happened to me. I wanted to explain what I was feeling, and she shushed me gently, adding, "It's okay to shut the fuck up." And I did. As she finished the session, layer after layer of sweat poured out of me. When she was done, she left the room and came back with a glass of water. I took a large gulp and swallowed. I looked at her and I shook my head. "Well, that came out of nowhere." "No, actually," she said. "It didn't. I was chasing that all over your body." "Really?" I said. "I'd never experienced anything like that in my entire life. There was no talk of my feelings before, during, or after the event transpired. There was absolutely no verbal communication of feelings on either of our parts. It was a completely grounded backdoor approach to releasing emotion." She had called it a spontaneous rebirthing and something she hadn't seen in a long time. Well, I didn't know what to say. I had come through on the other side and realized that despite the fact that I didn't know what had just happened, I was convinced that this woman would be able to safely ferry me to the other shore. But was it real? Was it some kind of trick? No, the terror I felt was real. So as you can imagine, I signed up for the full 10 sessions in anticipation of something miraculous. And as the sessions continued, the rebirthing experiences became smaller and smaller. I put this down to the pressure being released of all the unexamined emotion. Some sessions were so emotionally intense, I needed an extra week or two to recover. Some went by without a hitch. All I had to do was show up and be there to experience whatever was going to happen. From a purely physical perspective, all of the tight, contracted connective tissue tangled throughout my body was free to settle in its natural state. At least, that's what I was hoping. After the final session, I was so filled with emotion. It was the exact opposite of when I first stepped in there. Before I left, she asked me to stand up against the wall in a side profile. And as before, she asked me to stand up straight in a way that felt natural. Then she snapped a Polaroid. When it eventually finished developing, she showed me the before and after pictures. While the first one showed me hunched over in a way that looked wholly unnatural, the second one, I was standing, arrow straight. It was night and day. In the weeks and months after my sessions were completed, I told anybody and everybody who would listen about the miraculous Rolfer who transformed my life. And as you would expect, no one believed me. Not really. Not long after that, she moved away and left no forwarding address. And even now, I can't even remember her name, which is a horrible shame for more than just me. So the next time somebody asks you if you'd like to be Rolfed, I'd say yes. If you enjoyed this content, please do me a favor and like, comment, and share it. Or you can subscribe to this podcast by going to www.bestworstideapodcast.com.